Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. Today's episode is going to be about the difference between good debt and bad debt, and how you can turn bad debt into good debt. First, I would like to say, starting off, thank you for all the support, the love. I'm almost at 1,000 plays. Hey man, I ain't never thought I'd be in no thousand plays, but that's what happened when you start taking stuff serious, though. You put in work and motivation, and you got a good support system, good everything around you. You see the work come through. So I'm gonna start getting even more serious. I'm probably gonna try to start back doing YouTube videos. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. Send me a voice message if you can. Email me if you need anything. Let's get the episode started. One thing I would say, debt is like, to anybody, like a very common thing, I say debt is like a fire. It can warm your home in the winter, or it can burn down your house. You just have to know exactly what to do with it. And I think anyone can use that, and it actually shows exactly what debt can do. Good debt, it can allow you to fulfill your dreams and allow you to prosper as a person. Bad debt can bring you down, make you depressed, and just bring your whole life down. And I would say good debt increases your worth over time, or helps you generate value, aka any type of cash flow, paying off anything like that. Bad debt does not increase wealth over time, does not increase credit score, does not do anything beneficial for you, or is used to purchase goods/services with no lasting value, something that's going to decrease in value or not going to give you some type of return after you finish using it for its main purpose or anything like that. So many of you may be wondering, how can you turn bad debt into good debt? It's not easy, just as a 1-2-3 step process. A lot of things that go into it, but I will give you an example. So let's say you have student loans. Student loans can be bad debt and good debt. It just depends on what the interest rates are, how much you have to pay back, so forth. So let's say you have around $3,000 to $5,000 in student debt, which is about, maybe if you went about a semester or two or a year or two, that's about the average amount probably you will have. Depends on what school you went to, average 4-year university. So you have $5,000 in debt. Most times you have to start paying back after like 6 months you're out of school or a year. So let's say you put in like $7 a month. Eventually, accumulate over time, you're gonna be able to pay it off. But why that make, just because you have that loan, your credit score is gonna drop just because you have that loan. But the more and more you keep paying it off, right now it's a bad debt. But the more and more you pay it off, the more and more you make timely payments, and the faster you can pay it off before that deadline or whatever you're supposed to, that 2025, 2026, whatever you're supposed to pay it off, the more you pay it off, the more your credit score go up. It's the same with any type of loan. If you have a car loan, house loan, a business loan, anything like that, you might take out that $1,000, but the more you pay it back, the more your credit go up. So that's why some people, that they might have loans that they have, but they're constantly paying it off on time, making right payments, everything like, and they paying it back even before it's supposed to be paid back. Their credit score is going to be higher than someone. Their credit score might be higher than someone who doesn't have any type of loans, but and still got all their credit card bills paid off, everything like that. But they not showing that they can make the right payments on time, or they not showing that they can be trustworthy with their payments. So they might still have a nice credit score, and they might not have nothing to worry about, any type of loans or anything, but their credit score isn't going to be higher than someone who's actually paying back stuff, because they're showing that they're responsible and all them type of things, because the credit lenders look at that like, okay, cool, we can trust them, they're trustworthy. So their credit score is going to rise. It's going to rise faster, more points than yours is, just because. Now, that's not saying that in every situation that's possible, but in most situations that's possible. And that's why that's how you can turn bad credit into good credit, or good bad debt into good debt. Cause they really like go hand in hand with each other. Because unless you like got debt where you owe someone some illegal money, stuff like that, then, or you just got like hundreds and thousands of dollars, then that's very, very hard to turn bad debt into good debt. The only really thing, that really advice you can get, is to pay it off. That's really the only way. But then you got ways like small business loans, where that money turn makes you come into inflow, cash inflow. Which I mean by cash flow was like, you take out a certain amount of money for a loan or anything like that, but that turns into something else, like a business or a business idea or anything like that. And that loan makes you more money. You make more money from what you originally took the loan for. So that's good debt. bad debt would be you take a loan out for something, or even like you take it out for a business or some shoes or anything like that, and it fluctuates and it goes down in value. Like you take money out for a stock, let's say you take $5,000 out for a stock market, right? And then you invest it, all the whole $5,000, but it depreciates into $3,000, $4,000. That's a loss of money. So that's bad debt. Now you minus $1,000. So now you're in bad debt and you still have to pay off that interest plus whatever money you lost. So in actuality, you really probably borrow $6,500, $7,000. That's what a lot of people mess up. They borrow a certain amount of money, aka they might borrow student loans or anything like that, and they don't pay it off in the time they're supposed to pay it off or whatever they use it for. They lose money into the investment they put it in. So that makes it a bad debt because they don't pay it off. They're using it for the wrong purposes, or it's just they not. The main thing is paying things off. You have to pay stuff off. That's how you turn bad debt into good debt or bad credit into good credit. It's really simple to just make it on time payments. Don't go over, don't overspend, don't do it for dumb stuff. The difference you need to know that's different between bad debt and good debt is bad debt makes you money, flips money, can invest money for you, and bad debt, it makes you lose money using it for dates, shoes, clothes, stuff that's not going to generate any type of income for you. First, we all have our reasons why we want to do things and why, how we want to like the most fancy things in life. But just wait, just be patient. You might, instead of spending that $400-$500 you're going to spend on a trip or something, invest $250 in something else and try to make that $250 turn into $650 or $750. So you have even more money when you do go out or go and take a vacation or buy some new shoes, go out to a fancy restaurant or something. Everyone has their reasons and their needs to what they want to do, and everyone wants to live a certain type of lifestyle. But sometimes you have to sit back and think, do I really need this? I mean, of course, everyone wants to reward themselves for what they did or feel accomplished for what they're doing, which I totally get that. But make sure you have the right funds and the right means, and you can just not have the mentality, I'm going to get it right back. Because most people have that mentality, they're going to get it right back. But most people ain't going to get it right back. And that's no cap. So you need to learn how to flip and how to invest and how to turn that debt into good debt or turn that bad debt into good debt. Or just so you won't have any, it's make sure you got to have some type of debt though. Make sure it's good debt if you do have to have some type of debt. Like I said earlier, if you don't have any type of debt, you have to have a very, very, very strong cash inflow if you don't have any debt. But so it's kind of hard because the credit card companies don't see you're not good at paying stuff off or anything like that. That's why you need a strong cash flow to withstand that and draw that off. But if you don't have a strong cash flow, that's when you need to be in debt, but have good, because it's hard. It wouldn't say be in debt, but you're technically in debt, but it's not bad debt. So a lot of people, the word be in debt has a bad connotation on it, and it shouldn't unless you're using it for the right reasons. So like I say, good debt can come from bad debt. It's easy. It's not easy, but it can come from bad debt. You can flip that debt that you win, turn it into good debt, and it helps you out in the long run so much. But hey man, that's the end of the podcast. Make sure you follow me on social media, send voice messages. All right.